Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you should find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Join us Monday evening at 7 p.m. for Keeping It Brief, then come back later and hang with our Wild Dove Luyu in Front Page Picks. Dig into the twisted thoughts of the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesdays. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Sullen Art and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturdays are split with Gray Eyes and Dan howling at the moon from the northern wilds, bringing you Bad Company and exploring Aphasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our after midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Tuesday through Saturday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Fridays are split between Break On Through with Pam and Echoes in the Darkness with Pam, and sit in with Aphasiana and Babla on Saturday as they teach the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contest and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems, hang for the fun. And if you have the luxury of recording yourselves, please drop it in with your poems so we can hear you read your own words. And no, tonight was not a mistake. I have one rollover from last week. That is why that Zeppelin tune is open the show before we get into Don Henley. Hello, Gene.
Hey, Rex. How are you tonight?
Good.
Good.
What's doing?
Very good. Well, not much. Same old over here, you know. Always tired, always griping, you know, the whole thing. It was a busy weekend, you know, one of, I don't know how many now. And, yeah, everything's good, though. And, so I'm interested in hearing all about Don Henley. I guess after we do this first poem, you want to do that or you want to do it now? You want to tell us all about it? We do have a caller.
Let's take the rollover first, and then we'll play that the start to Henley's music, and we'll kick it off.
Okay, and I'll tell you what. Right before I kick that into gear, I will introduce Alice Ramey.
Cool.
Hello,
hi,
Alice. How are you tonight?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
Me too. I'm always hanging by a thread sometimes, but I'm hanging.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah, right. Options are slim.
Excuse me?
I said the options are slim. We only have a couple.
We
do or we don't.
We do or we don't. Life is a death sentence.
Oh,
sorry.
God.
I've been ill recently.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
how you doing, Alice? Glad to have you on board.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. So, Rex, I'm going to put this first piece up for you to read. And this is called No Quarter by JEG325. And whenever you're ready.
No Quarter by JEG325. Daily news, a black canary talking down in your ear. Deep in clouds of acid rain, tweeting, the end is near. Living like a live grenade, any mistake might pull the pin. Watch every step you take. Today, your last breath could begin. No quarter from falling rain, no regret for a single crime. You wail under the gallows, don't call me, you'd waste your dime. TV stations playing static, your connection to God is dead. False hopes in the garbage, weighted down with lead. Time fired its final bullet and aimed at your head. And boom. Well, there's a nice cheery introduction there, but it does come with the song No Quarter. Alice, what'd you think?
Oh, I was captivated by some of the imagery. You know, the bullet to your head is going to happen soon. It seems like things are, you know, in some cases that drastic. And so all these stories, you know, about guns and shootings and stuff like that, it evoked that for me.
Oh, okay. Nice. It does start off with that note front. Daily News, that you think about the obituaries, especially when you've got that a black canary hits the first
right.
note right there. And then talking doom in your ear, deep in clouds of acid rain, tweeting, the end is near. So there's always somebody, whether it's the news, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's family, always talking something in your ear that comes with death. And the funny thing about this is that note, time fired its final bullet, named it at your head. There is that note of we don't choose our time to die. Death takes its time well in advance and on its own timetable. So the idea, I guess, out of this would be, you know what? While you're living, you might want to enjoy the life instead of just pissing it away, so to speak.
Exactly.
So I like that book. Nice, Jake. Thank you very much. All right, Gene. Coming to you. Jean, you got
it? Just me on mute. Just me on mute. Nothing to do this all night. I swear I'm not. Okay, so the next thing I believe I'm supposed to do is to play Sunset Grill by Don Henley.
Yeah.
So let me get that started.
But there is no
You hiding again?
Absolutely.
No.
Excuse me?
No. I went, I figured maybe you're going to go into your normal teach me something tonight thing.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's see. Don Henley was born in Linden, Texas, July of 1947. He got his first taste in music while he was still in high school. He was recruited to play in the Dixieland band, which in 1964 they formed a new band called Four Speeds. Changed their personnel. They then changed their name to Felicity. It was signed by a local producer. They released a Henley Ten song called Curtain in 1969. They met fellow Texan Kenny Rogers, who kind of took a liking to the band, and they changed their name to Shylon, recorded a few songs for Kenny, and Jennifer, Oh My Lady, was released as their first single. After one of the members of the band died, Kenny got him hooked up with Amos Records out in L.A., who then moved the rest of the band out to L.A., and that was 1970. Shiloh made their first record for the album, for the label, and then disbanded in 71 over band leadership and creative differences. So in Los Angeles, Henley met Glenn Fry, as they were both signed to the same label, and they were part of the package, the backup group for Linda Ronstadt's tour in 1971. So while they were playing that, they got together with themselves, him and Fry. We got to form a band, and they were joined by Randy Meister and Bernie Ledden, who also played in Ronstadt's backing band. Four had played together only once previously before that time. So, 71, Eagles were formed and signed to Geffen's Asylum Records. They released their first album in 72, which contained the hit song Take It Easy, co-written by Jackson Brown. Henley sang vocals on many of the band's popular songs, including Desperado, Witchy Woman, Best of My Love, One of These Nights, Hotel California, The Long Run, Life in a Fast Lane, so on and so forth. In 1980, the band broke up, and 1982, Don started putting out his own music. And he's done like 5 albums and a compilation album since then. Plus, what he had under his belt with the Eagles, they sold 150 million albums with the Eagles, and he's done at least another 10 plus with, on his solo career. And he's managed to put together a resume that would that most of the people out there from bands, they thoroughly enjoy 10% of his accomplishments. He's got something like 25 top 40 hits, Grammy Awards, you name it, he's got it under his belt, along with the Eagles and on his own. So he's had quite a story career. And he's got a lot of music under his belt.
Yeah, that's for sure. Oh, my goodness. Well, you never let me down with all the info you put out here on a Sunday night, that's for sure. I don't know, Alice, he's always stuff on Sunday.
Excuse me? He's always...
Yeah. Always teaching me stuff on Sunday. He's got all...
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad I joined. Man, that song just reminds me of the intro to Miami Vice. Not the music, not the, you know, but just the characters walking along the beach and, you know, being cops and maybe a more seedy place of the city, you know, just the whole feel of it. You know, I was in high school at the time, so, oh, I just aged myself.
That's right. That kind of gives me that feel of 1940s noir, the Sunset Grove being that one place where you've got all the gangsters, all the cops. Everybody in the world goes to the same place. Why? Because it's neutral territory, the Sunset Grove.
Uh-huh.
Very
cool. I like that.
Very, very cool.
Well, all right, Gene. I guess we should kick into the next segment.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So the next song I'm going to play is called Boys of Summer. So here we go.
Awesome.
Thank you.
eyes.
Yep, yep. I agree. And
I was just dancing around.
There you go. Okay, the poem that I have to go with this is yours, Alice. It's called "I Remember Your Song." So whenever you're ready, I just put it up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I remember your song. I had my white sunglasses on, waiting for you to see me smile in the hot sun. My hair pulled back, trying to look so cool for you. We went driving with the top down. My hair blew loose in the wind. I miss those days of summer with our music playing loud. We were so hot senior summer. We are on top of our whole world. And Tom.
Great read, Alice. Thank you very much. All right, Jean, what do you think?
Told you I wasn't going to get caught on mute all night. I'm getting close, though, real close. I think this was a great piece, Alice. I think you really you did capture the song, and you could feel the song in it because of some of the lines that kind of drew you there. But I think you did a fine job with the imagery and the thoughts throughout. So great job, and thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you. It sounded right.
Yeah. Don't you love it when something is, it just hits you right? And it just works. It's the best.
And I just have, absolutely. I totally had the song, you know, playing over and over in my head. And that's how I got the kind of rhythm of it for, you know, at least part of it, at least.
I think you did a fine job all the way through, really.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You did capture part of that with the angle you drew upon. You dug deeply into the song itself and kind of let your muse take you on that ride with it, because you were, hair pulled back, trying to look so cool for you. We went driving with the top down. My hair blew loose in the wind. Nice imagery, rolling out that thought of driving the California shoreline, so to speak. And those, I miss those days of summer with our music playing loud. We were so hot senior summer. We were on top of our world, our whole world. The idea of life is just beginning, and it's all ours. So this to us, so to speak. Nice thing down there, Alice. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. I specifically chose white sunglasses because he talks about having your wayfarers on.
Yeah.
So I took and that's actually what she wears in the video, I think. But anyway, I told you it was my high school, and we were playing this song very loud, driving around trying to be so cool. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful memory.
All right.
Nice.
Very good. It's always nice to have something like draw, you know, a memory up from your past. Makes it fun.
Absolutely. You get to reimagine it, you know, and, well, not reimagine it, but
well, yeah,
not
but
like.
Kind of live
the moment.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So,
okay.
So I'm
the
proud
next
of it.
Song, as you should be. The next song I'm going to put up is Last Worthless Evening, and here goes.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's funny how it is. You know, you just hear it, and it's so familiar. I've never heard that song before, but it definitely sounded familiar to me. So what can I say? Okay, Rex, this next piece I'm going to put up for you, and I cannot pronounce the fella's name. It's RLJZOWRJ. I don't know. I cannot do it. I feel very stumped. But it's called Her Broken Heart. So here we go. Whenever you're ready.
That's Her Broken Heart by RLJ Zarjan. Her heart was broken by her ex. So hopefully my love for her could exit that broken-hearted ex. That's if she would allow my love for her to soak in her heart, to replace all of that agony of hers from her ex-mate. With romantic dates, with fun activities, with compassion, plus with peace, so that an ex's very painful baggage can't ever be allowed to breathe to increase pain ever again in her emotions. Besides, I could also be a good friend to her so that she can use my friendship for a crutch to just forget that she ever had a dirty ex with a broken-hearted ex. Perhaps this lady's beauty is so cute, even whenever she poops. And boom. Okay, wasn't expecting that bit of humor back end, but oh, that double dipping, I like that. All right, Gene, what do you think?
Well, you know, I was going to say nice imagery till we got to the end, and it's like, well, that went right out the window. You know, something about it. But I thought it was a nice piece, you know, of someone who wants to help heal someone else's wounds of a bad relationship. And I thought that was nicely expressed throughout the, well, almost all of the poem. And I think that that was just well done, you know, nicely written. So nice job, RLJ. And yeah, I'm not going to even attempt it. Yes.
Thank you, Jean.
Uh-huh.
And Alex, how about you?
I loved it. It was it brought back memories too, actually. And I love that phrase that he reused. Or is it? Just to forget, she had that dirty ex with a broken-hearted hex. I love that. And, of course, for me, that last line makes it. That's just hilarious. I was talking about that with my nephew today. So, yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
it does
hit that note of willing to engage on all levels. It doesn't matter. We all do it. You might as well admit to it.
Exactly. And if you're in denial, then you're going to explode.
You're right. That last line, that is a nice bit of a homespun humor that, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. It's nothing like I ain't never heard that before. So
yep.
Yeah, make a big deal of it. But
I thought it was a good poem. I was just going to say nice imagery until I got to the end. I was like, well, it kind of blew the imagery out of the water. So that's where I was going, you know. Whatever works, you know. Absolutely.
Yeah, I too thought that line, the hex with her ex was a nice play, too. Just, you know what? It does kind of walk that note of getting hexed, and no matter what you do, you can't seem to get out of the hex, so to speak. Nicely done, Arlo. Thank you very much.
Okie doke. Yeah.
All right, Jean, you're back around here.
I know, and you keep coming back at me awful quick tonight. What's up with that? Okay, this next piece I'm going to play is All She Wants to Do Is Dance. So let me hit the button. Here we go.
Thank you.
that in Coyote Ugly. All she wants to do is dance. Between that song and Smuggler's Blues, those two, I remember those as being that kind of a shattered impulse from Miami Vice back in the day.
Yeah, how about it? And then there's
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No, no, that's okay. Go ahead, Alice. Honest.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing about, you know, evoking that Miami Vice feel. So I don't know, who was first or they were both contemporaries, but there was just that feel back then.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
Yeah, because Glenn Frey hit on that note, the Smuggler's Blues, all about the smuggling. This one by Henley was all about the Iran-Contra affair going back in the day, in the mid-80s.
Right.
So it was a protest song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She recognized
everything. That long ago.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys. Well, look, the poem that goes with this is a piece by, it's called I Want to Dance, Dance, Dance by Betty Page. So put up the link, and I'm going to hit the button because I have an audio for this. So here we go.
All I want to do is dance, dance, dance. He's wicked hot, my prisoner. Love's luscious slave, yes, I'll win. Because all I want to do is dance, dance. Revel, let's revel. Come, we'll indulge in sin. Because all I want to do is dance. Midori cocktails, sweet, vicious winks. Because all we want to do is dance, dance. We'll mix them up tight in our bedroom sheets. Cause all we wanna do is dance. Insane people chatting round with ways they despise. Cause all we wanna do is dance, dance, dance. Teary-eyed jealous haters who won't accept your mind. Yet all we wanna do is dance. All we wanna do is dance. Let's make romance. Come and love me, sweet, be so indiscreet. I wanna party, ooh, I wanna get down, ooh. All I wanna do is, all I wanna do is dance. As we lusciously kissed neath bright stars, neon rainbows, smoke and lounge, cause all we wanna do is dance, dance. To keep those boys from stealing all my sweetest love he's found. Yes, all we want to do is dance. No, that won't keep these girls from glaring at me and you. Because all we want to do is dance, dance. They'll still write about you and me. All these thrills that we will do. Yes, all we want to do is, all we want to do is dance. Let's make romance. Hell, we've really made this a sport. Ways we bend and shout. As we danced on down the hallways, we could hear those bitches shout. They said, go get a room, you freaks. Give them hell if we do. Get down and dirty. Cause all we wanna do is dance. Let's make romance. Come on, love me, sweet. Be so indiscreet. I wanna party, ooh. I wanna get down, ooh. All I wanna do is, all I wanna do is dance. Let's make romance. Cause all I wanna do is dance, dance, dance. End poem.
Great read, Betty. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. And Alice, why don't we start with you, please?
Oh, gosh. This is awesome. For some reason, this and the poem I did, I can't remember for God's sake the name. I have to look back. But there's a interracial thing I feel going on. Like in my song, I'm sorry, I got to run back and look at the darn name. My memory is terrible. Boys of Summer. He talks about your brown skin shining in the sun. I always got kind of an interracial feel with that. I'm in an interracial relationship, so my husband died. Anyway, sorry, I don't want to be morose. But anyway, so it just gives, them being jealous and, seeming like there's a deserving or not deserving of something. And that's what it felt like and evoked kind of within me. The teary-eyed jealous haters who won't accept your mind is all we want to do is dance, dance. All we want to do is dance. It reminds me a little bit too I can't think of names right now. Oh my goodness. Dirty Dancing. It evokes that kind of, it's that same period and it's that same kind of theme. And they were probably contemporaries too. But she really did capture the whole song, I thought. And it was a well done SoundCloud, really.
Excellent. Thank you, Alice. And Jean, how about you?
I think that Betty did a good job with this one. She had me laughing because she usually does a great parody. And and I love when she does her own audios. It just works so much better. I thought it was a good take on the prompt and a nice addition to the show tonight. And I kind of picked it up at verse 3, insane people chatting around with ways they despise because all we want to do is dance, dance, dance. Teary-eyed, jealous haters who won't accept your mind, yet all we want to do is dance. And her chorus I thought was well done. It was clever. All I want to do is dance. I thought it was a good twist on it. So nice work, Betty, and thank you so much for sharing with us. Good job.
Absolutely. She set this up as a nice parody. She gets really good when she rolls into the theme very well.
Mm-hmm.
That opening stanza was good, but the second one kind of sets it well because of the second verse of the original. Midori cocktail, sweet, vicious wings, because all we want to do is dance, dance. We'll mix them up tight in our bedroom sheets. Because all we want to do is dance. Now that hit me right there as almost a perfect lead into the song itself by just changing out this verse for the one that Henley let off with in the second angle. So, and that note to the jealous people, hey, when they see you having that much fun and understanding where that those two are at, yeah, you get a few jealous eyes. Yeah. You can't have what she's got because it ain't going nowhere. Nicely done, Betty. All right.
Sorry.
Jean, I'm coming about to see you.
Okay. And we have a caller on the line that wants to he called in to speak on Alice's poem. Let me pick him up. His name is Shaquille. So, hello, Shaquille. Welcome aboard.
Well, yes, thank you. How's everyone doing that?
Doing well. How are you?
The poem really moved me. Great. The poem really moved me because it just sounded like Alice was at peace describing a great memory. And I feel like that's how everyone should feel, just at peace sometimes with all the crazy things going on in the world. And I just wanted to say it brought me to tears a little bit.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Shaquille.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Are you going to run, Shaquille, or are you going to stay on for a while?
I'm going to stay on, yeah.
Okay, just wanted to ask. Sometimes people just want to run. Okay, then the next... the next song I'm going to put up is Talking to the Moon. And that's going to be... right over here somewhere. Here it is. Hey, here goes.
September sun down in Texas. I sucked the streams bone dry and turned the roads to dust. And the sleepy little towns down in Texas, the shades are all pulled down, the streets are all rolled up. And the only thing that breaks the silence are the trucks that passing by. Late at night on the front porch swing, you can hear a mournful sigh. And the lonesome whippoorwill cries to the stars above.
Okay, and the first poem I'm going to put up for this is called Talking to the Moon by Stelina. And Rex, just so you know, Shaquille dropped. Okay, here we go. And let me hit the button. Thank you.
She sits in silence, nestled in a blanket of starlight, casting her benevolent eye upon me, beckoning me, as if to say, I'm listening. Her soft, soothing glow embraces me. I feel her comforting rays like gentle fingers caressing my troubled, weary mind. Mistress Moon, can you feel my pain? I whisper. Pour your radiance upon me. Fill me with wonder once again. Her very presence arouses memories of yesterday, when my life blossomed under his love. In the sweet, balmy summer air of midnight, under the seductive spell of her captivating countenance. Now my heart confesses to my clandestine confidant, my deep desolation of being without him. My mournful sighs drift on the playful breeze, like tumbleweeds weaving wildly in the wind, all alone. So, here I sit, talking to the moon, lost in my lonely reverie of what once was, yet warmed by her luminescence, I bask in comforting camaraderie. Her healing aura enfolds me with hope. My words tumble out like a waterfall of woe, cleansing the sullied stains upon my soul. The path before me calls as she lights the way, so I may tread it, leading to a new lover's arms. Who knows?
Great read, Selena, and thank you for the sound card. Very much appreciated. All right, Jean.
You know, I love this. I thought it was beautifully written. I was really hung on the first stanza of this because I loved how she started it out, and I loved how she, Mistress Moon, can you feel my pain? I whisper. Pour your radiance upon me and fill me with wonder once again. I thought I loved how she did that in the beginning. But then when we got down to the last one, I'm going, so I sit here, talking to the moon, lost in my lonely reverie of what once was. See, I can't read for nothing. Just saying. But I think that each stanza was really well done. I don't know. I'm not sure which one I want to go with, but I think I like the first one. I do. But I like them all. So, but it was well done. And, her audios are so wonderful, Stelina's. She paces it out really nice. You know, her background music is always, you know, spot on. And she really just, she does a beautiful job. You know, her alliteration throughout is always good. Her thoughts, and I just think she does a fine job expressing, you know, what it is she wants to say. So great job, Stel, and thanks for sharing with us tonight. Excellent, excellent job.
Nice. Thank you, Jean. And Alice, how about you? What'd you think?
I love the feel of it so much. And it really, all these songs to me have a theme of looking back, you know, and about either what's recently passed and feelings and stuff like that. I never realized that it was, you know, all about reminiscence. At least these selections are so far. And she really helped capture that. And I was impressed by the alliteration, too. I love alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
Is the poem that was written, was that the same as what she was singing, saying?
No, I think the background as something, add a little bit more depth and a little tinge of something else to it.
Okay, because I was getting distracted about two sources of information that didn't match. But I did like the written piece also. I thought it was really evocative, Valentine Moon. So much so. It makes you, I don't know. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I have heart issues. I may have to leave in a minute.
No.
So thank you for the opportunity to join you guys.
We enjoyed that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. I'll be listening.
Anytime. Visit anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I will. Thank you. All right. Bye.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. That background music had me thinking Celtic.
The background music was different. Yes.
And it walked that note as almost a prayer vigil. And the fact that she's going to Mistress Moon, so I'm thinking of Selene. And there's the notes in this kind of hit on that idea of magic and Arwen, the ability to express oneself poetically or as a bard, so to speak, and run it because of what Selene offers, that healing note to actually letting you move on and forth. Because it was sad at first, these stanzas, but the third one walks with a little hope in that last line. The past before me calls as she lights the way, so I may tread it, leading to a new lover's arms. Who knows? So the idea of this being almost like a prayer vigil beneath the moon, Selene, and taking all that she offers as that camaraderie and the luminescence she bathes herself within kind of paints that Celtic theme of digging deep into one's own mysteries as well as theirs.
Absolutely.
Mostly done, Selena.
Yep. Okay. Well, the next piece I'm going to put up, I bet you thought you'd never hear me read tonight. But the next one's my turn. So, me. I can't help myself. I'm such a nut. Okay. This piece is by Kind Poet, and it is called Valentine Moon. Oh, you know what? That must be what Elise was looking at. I don't quite know how. That's odd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she mentioned Valentine Moon. Huh. She must have pulled it off the board. Okay. I feel better. Okay, Valentine Moon by Kind Poet. The blackened Midwest sky sparkles with sobbing stars as I sit on our bench in Valentine Park. Oh, how we filled our unjaded minds with wide-eyed lies about our future. We once sat here thinking that we could fight and defeat your family that's made of dollars. Your heart fed me sugar-coated fantasies, claiming that I would become your respected wife. Yet that nagging spirit hissed into my head that I'm too poor for your family. Your nagging mother knew that my Midwestern heart is far too fragile to beat within your home. And you, my love, also knew this could be this cold fact. Yet you allowed me to soak inside a tub of hope. I sit here on our hardened bench with your goodbye letter ripped into paper shards and littering the silent ground. Those dead dreams from our last days now dim my inner light as I reminisce. I search the craters of the Valentine moon for the answers for my future. The moon stares down at my shattered heart as it illuminates my hardened resolve. End of poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. It starts out with that note, the black and Midwest sky scene with sparkles with sobbing stars. I like that note of imagery in that opening two lines. Sit on our bench in Valentine Park. So you got Valentine Park, Valentine Moon. Quite the allusion to reality. And I like, then we had those three stanzas of we're in love, we can defeat anything. There was a note of happiness that walked in there. And yes, something still nagged at the spirit. Yet that nagging spirit hissed into my head that I'm too poor for your family. A kind note, so to speak. And then the thought of mama getting in, and all of a sudden, yeah, you ain't not good enough for my little boy, so to speak. And he, and I like that line, yet he allowed me to soak inside a tub of hope. Oof. The note of keep delivering that pension for hope, that yes, we can manage through this, really understanding that that's not going to happen. And then those last couple of stanzas itself, those dead dreams from my last days, and I dim my inner light as I reminisce. And then that the note to the Valentine moon. And then the moon stares down at my shattered heart as it illuminates my hardened resolve. Kind of a note to understand your bearing and what's around you at all times. And those that eventually get moved into, some things don't work because of what's not yet inside the circle, but one day will be. So nicely done, kind. I like this. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, you got to read it.
Okay. Well, I have to say that you stole every line I was going to mention, but that's okay because I get it.
There's plenty more.
I know, but my head is here, so but it's all right. I thought it was a very well-penned piece, KP. Your thoughts were nicely expressed. I'm like, what did I write? Thoughts nicely expressed, many great lines and good stanzas throughout this piece. I started here with, I sit here on our pardon bench with your goodbye letter ripped into shards and littering the silent grounds. Those dead dreams from our last days now dim my inner light as I reminisce. I search the craters of the Valentine moon for the answers for my future. The moon stares down at my shattered heart as it illuminates my hardened resolve. I like the way you tied this up at the end. And that's the part that I really liked the most. So well done. And thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, I got to add one little letter there because I don't know what I was doing. Okay, so now I can go back. And the next song we are going to play is, anybody want to venture a guess?
Well, the one everybody's talking. We got six guys for this one.
There's like a ton for this one. I was like, wow, check it out. So that's the one. It's Dirty Laundry. So let me put that on. And here goes.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is inspired by the intrusive press coverage surrounding the deaths of John Belushi and Natalie Wood back in the day. And he had some fellow Eagles sit in with make the song, Timmy Schmidt and Joe Walsh. Walsh performs the first guitar solo on that song. And he's also joined by Steve Lukather of the band Toto, who does the second guitar solo.
Nice. See this? All kinds of goodies you have tucked up your sleeve. Always, always. Okay, Rex, I'm going to put the next one up for you to read. And this is called Scuttlebutt by Ricky Glenn. And where has Ricky Glenn been? We have to write him a note.
Scuttlebutt by Ricky Glenn. Defamation, fabrication, prevarication, lie, slander, talbearing, mendacity, he did. It's just scuttlebutt, people spreading scuttlebutt. Tattle, story, canard, hearsay, whopper, whispered tale, dirty linen, dirty laundry, falsehood, fairy tale. It's just scuttlebutt, people spreading scuttlebutt. He said it, she said it, I say that's absurd. Telegraph, telephone, someone slinging munch. It's just scuttlebutt, people pleading scuttlebutt. Scuttlebutt. And Paul.
That's a good one. Nicely done. It's not a word that would have come to my mind on it, but it works. And I think that he expressed it really well, because that's all it is. It's just a bunch of gossip and lies and all of that. And it's, people thrive on that. They really do. And I haven't quite figured that out why, you know. Just people, and half the world, when they hear it, they believe it. You don't just believe things, you know. I don't get it. But, Ricky, this is good. And I don't know where you've been, but see, you're on my list now. Mm-hmm. You're in trouble. I saw his name earlier, and I went, wait a minute now. Where has he been? But, yeah, this is a good one. There's scuttlebutt. Defamation, fabrication, prevarication, fib. You know, he's just got it all, like, all the good words for it. Absolutely. And I liked it. I liked how it was done. So thank you, Ricky, for sharing with us. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
Oh, I like it. It's humorous because you get down to that telegraph, telephone, someone slinging mud. Telegraph, the old way we used to communicate. But telephone, there's a double dip in that. The ease of picking up the telephone, but also that game telephone while you whisper in someone's ear and it keeps going around the dozen people in the circle and it comes back to you and it's totally changed.
Yeah,
I think that was a clever idea of sticking that right in there, as well as the someone slinging mud. But I do like that. It's just scuttlebutt, people pleading scuttlebutt. Scuttlebutt, yes. That used to be the thing. The scuttlebutt was what you heard around the water cooler, whether it was the office or whether it was on ships, where it originally started from. But it's kind of nicely defamation, fabrication, lie, slander, tale-bearing, mendacity, tattle story, canard, hearsay, whopper, whispered tale. Oof. He dips into the whole thing, and it is. It's a matter of control. The more you put out and the bigger the lie, more people are inclined to believe the biggest lie because they think, nah, nobody would make that up. It's just too big a thing not to be true. And that's where half the people fall into the trap. Hey, the other half are the ones who don't bother looking into it a little bit further. So that's their own fault. So then it comes down to the fact that, hey, you hear these guys. You know they're lying to you, yet you keep going back to them anyway. Turn them the hell off. Find somebody who tells the truth.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing. People take lies and they spread them like gospel. It's like, wow, really? But
because they do the most. They do like who said that? I think so. Was it Elon said? By the time you tell a lie on Twitter, it's gone around the world twice before you put your first leg in the pants of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, it's a little too late because if you profess too loudly, all of a sudden, oh, it's true. Listen to him.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I know from firsthand, people lie about you, you know. It's like, if you defend yourself, oh, you have to, she must be defending herself because she's guilty. And if you don't say a word, oh, well, you're guilty because you didn't say a word. So, you know, it's a no-win situation sometimes. I believe that. I do. So anyway, off of that note now, Scuttlebutt. I'm going to get me a necklace. One of those necklaces that usually have their name on it. It's going to say Scuttlebutt. I like it.
I like that. Why not?
You're right. Why not?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm the water cooler. Come to me for Scuttlebutt.
Oh, God. Yeah. I can make a water cooler for us. We have a water cooler for LNP. It's just full of Jack Daniel's stuff. So I don't know if that's really the right place, you know. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah,
I had to find one full. I had to find one that's full of gin, and then I can put the boast in there, and then everybody can be happy. You know, well, I don't know about happy, but, well, yeah, happy. That's a good word. Okay, and here we go. The next poem I'm going to put up is called The Evening News by Vicky Moore, and I'm going to give this one a read. So, okay. Women gathered outside, gossiping by the laundry, pristine white sheets blowing in the soft summer breeze. They talked of children, husbands, promotion, and the beauty of their neighborhood. Dirty little secrets were kept inside, and people believed the world was good. Now everyone watches the evening news. They believe everything they see, and the world seems to be an evil place. They all want to see the dirty laundry, fascinated by crime and cruelness of people. They hang on every word, politicians cheating, people dying. They hang on every word. Shootings in the streets, bomb threats in the schools. They hang on every word. Stories embellished or outright lies for ratings. They hang on every word. Good news, loving people, neighbors helping neighbors are things they never hear. But wouldn't it be nice if they did? End poem. Yeah.
Great read. Thank you very much. All right, Vicky, I like that. That those last few lines kind of walk a different note. Good news, loving people, neighbors helping neighbors are things they never hear. But wouldn't it be nice if they did? Yes. But like you said, it doesn't get you the ratings. It doesn't sell you the papers. So as the old saying in that business goes, if it bleeds, it leads, and boy, do they pound the tar out of it. It's like whipping a dead horse until all the stuffings come out, and they've got no other juicy tidbits on which to latch. And even then, they still go after it again months later. So you're right. And that idea of people looking in on it, watching it, yes, there is that quiet note to being the giraffe at a car accident. Everybody goes slowly by the car accident because everybody's enamored with that, the note to death, so to speak.
Yep.
Why? Because they know someday, maybe even them on the side of the road in a car accident. But in the meantime, they thank the stars that they are still alive to actually see rather than be. So, nicely done, Vicky. I like this. Especially those, you went with the evening news, and wouldn't it be nice to have a clean laundry for a change, like those sparkling white sheets you got hanging in the picture. Instead of all the dirt.
Yeah. True, how true.
Well, you got to read it. What about you?
You know, I like the piece very much. I think, you know, I said here, great writing, so much truth in the piece, you know. And there really was. The ending of this, the good news loving people, neighbors helping neighbors are things they never see or never hear. But wouldn't it be nice if they did? It would be wonderful, Vicky. It would be wonderful. But, you know, it's like Rex says, you know, you don't get ratings that way, which is really sad because, you know, the whole world revolves around those ratings, and I don't get it, you know. So much nicer to have a little bit of positivity in the world instead of, you know, just burying positivity underneath all the rest of the stuff. I'm going to use the word stuff. The sorry truth, and I did pick up on this because the sorry truth is really they all want to see the dirty laundry.
fascinated by crime and cruelness of people, they hang on every word. Politicians cheating, people dying, they hang on every word. Shootings in the streets, bomb threats in the schools, they hang on every word. You know, stories embellished or outright lies for ratings, they hang on every word. And it is this sorry truth, you know, that's people just hang there like, yes. And, you know, it's like they spoon feed them. Okay, I'm going to say it. They spoon feed them bullshit and they just keep taking it. It's like, what is that? What is that? You know, sometimes you just have to not believe it all. But people don't know how to do that. It's a strange kind of conditioning, really. But I think it was a wonderful right, Vicki, and well done. Yes.
And they've got it down so pat that they can offer up the lies today. It'd be proved in an hour or two that it's just a lie, but you won't ever get an apology out of it. And six months down the road, they'll use it again.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. I don't know. Hook, line, and sinker, they take it all. Anywho's hell. The next piece I'm going to put up is called Life of Zero, An Epitome of Inspiration by Jaskaran. So let me put that up, and I have an audio for that. And let me hit the button. It's here. Here it is.
Life of Zero, An Epitome of Inspiration. Born as an orphan, abandoned by my father, bred on the dirt, and scattering sunlight. With sun deep into the sea, my silence, the voice of Radha, planted her rocks. My imagination is blurry. All I see is naked men playing hide and seek with the sun, during the seven days, weaving from torn pages or books buried deep in the closet. Aggressively reading a poem, waiting for a ride, spilling ink on the attar of roses, wrapping large beautiful memories in this hell period. My wings, we shedding feathers like leaves with sex of gold, dandy dancing over the earth and the sea that's bare naked. I still making was like this all his knees. The callous world, gazing at me with bewilderment, that is God as shooting star. Everyone wants me to be their reason for survival. Find me whispering, bringing us with death, but in the touch, offering a kiss. Fifth out of darkness, buttering my wings, singing songs of freedom, blowing fair lyrics of the cities. The whole world dance in a beauty. My heart is intent on offering your echo to my father's soul. Thank you.
Gregory Jaskaran, thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Jean, what do you think?
What a story. I'm trying to, in my head, I'm kind of quite trying to match it up to a prompt, but I think the piece is wonderful. You know, born as an orphan, abandoned by the mass empire, fed on nature's dirt and scattering sunlight. When sun dips into the sea, my silence, the voice of a cicada, penetrates the rocks. What a captivating first stanza there. I mean, it really draws you in, and it's like, okay, what's happening here? And then, you know, playing hide and seek in the sun, chasing the cinnamon taste, peeping from torn pages of the book, buried deep in the closet. Amazing. I find it to be really, really, really a wonderful write. I just, like I say, my brain is like kind of looping around on that prompt, and I don't think that this really, I don't think I should waste my time with it because it's such a great piece. My wings be shredding feathers like leaves with specks of gold gently dancing above the earth and the tree left bare naked. Just, it's wonderful imagery through this piece. And it really, I don't know, I'm going to have to like really read it again a second time because I just think that what I am reading is just beautiful, which is nothing unusual. I love, Oh, you know what? Here. I think it goes for something completely different. There's a Sky Darkholm quote underneath. Rathbart, make Odette fall in love with me, and I'll give you a whole planet to rule. Okay. Yeah, okay, I feel better. It's a different prompt. Like, wow, wait a minute. Because usually, you know, I can kind of line it up. But it, beautiful wording, wonderful imagery. And I don't know, I just think you did a fabulous job with this piece, Jaskaran. Definitely, it's very well done. So I think you did a fine job. And thank you very much for sharing with us tonight. Sorry, I was a little lost there.
I think that what you read, that my wings be shredding feathers with leaves, like leaves with specks of gold gently dancing above the earth and the tree left bare and naked. I think the idea of shedding one's whole skin in the moment so that you could be seen for who you are, and then still looking for the exit out of this maze. Then that those last two, the callous world gazing at me with bewilderment, gets evolved as a shooting star. Everyone wants me to be their reason for survival. Pine boughs whispering, blanket of snow filters, my tender touch softer than a kiss. There's something really gentle in that note, an understanding of being more than just the one that touches and fondles the world, so to speak. It kind of gives you the idea of giving the world a caress in that moment, actually. Evincing a sense of self, and then slipped out of darkness, fluttering my wings, singing songs of freedom, becoming favorite lyrics on wistful lips, the whole world drunk in my beauty. That could be the role of taking on that note of the moon, that which calls and whispers to most people, and becoming that angle of brightness in the night sky. So, nicely done, Jaskaran. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Back on.
Okay. Now I'm ready. I have to hit that button. Okay. Did it. Here we go. Okay. So that was. Okay. I'm going to do this next one for you. And this is called Sappy Crappy by Liquid Mind Forever. And Rex, whenever you're ready.
All right.
Ready, mate.
Sappy Crappy by Liquid Mind Forever. It don't matter if it's true. It don't matter if it's new. If you're unhappy feeling blue, we love to write of you. No one wants a happy face, a smiley trace of sappy happy. We all relate to feeling crappy. Crappy makes us more than happy. Leave us to our misery. It's bliss. This is our conspiracy. Can't you see we're all doing time for the crime of complicity? Shake, rattle, and roll. Play today, tomorrow, as we borrow sorrow. Fallow marshmallows, reeds, deeds of seeds like in sallow mallow. It don't matter if it's true. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. It don't matter if it's new. What you're feeling crappy, that's when we're sappy happy. It don't matter if it's true. It don't matter if it's new. If you're unhappy feeling blue, we love to write of you. Flash a picture, all pros and cons, search your pure impure, demure, obscure media's adventure. Snap your fill, shape your ills, self-wills with surefire quagmire. Society require more and more ire. Fire is dire, tight wire. Eat or be eaten. Salt and pepper, the slap of the leper. If you're happy forever, you're in the cracker. It don't matter if it's true. It don't matter if it's new. If you're unhappy feeling blue, we love to write of you. It don't matter if it's true. It don't matter if it's new. If you're unhappy feeling blue, we love to write of you. We love to write of you. Eat cornflakes from your skull. If life unhappy gets too dull, sappy crappy makes the dull fool. Sappy crappy makes the dull fool, not happy sappy bull. If life is rife with happy and happy's too dull, sappy crappy makes the dull fool. Sappy crappy makes the dull fool. Sappy crappy makes the dull fool. Stop the sappy crap and passing more unhappy bull. And boom. Hey, that's not a good
no.
line you hit on with bullshit.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You know, first off, you know, the rhyme and meter in this was good. Quite a bit of a tongue twister. I thank God I didn't have to read it because I'd have been falling all over myself. Really, I can just hear me now going, huh? I can't even, like, you know, I'd be lucky if I can do every good boy does fine, you know. And I can't imagine me doing this, but I think you did a fine job with that. Snap your fills, shape your ills, self-wills, a surefire quagmire. Society require more and more ire. Fire is dire, tight wire. Eat or be eaten. It just goes on. She's got all these lines upon lines. And I think the couplets worked really well for it. And I think that she really hit the notes on Dirty Laundry very well. So thanks for sharing with us, Deborah. Nice work. Really.
I do like those stuff. It don't matter if it's true. It don't matter if it's new. If you're unhappy, feeling blue, we'd love to write of you. Oof. Quite a load of truth in that one. And then flash a picture, all's pros and cons stricture, pure and pure, the mirror obscure, media's adventure. Snap your fill, shape your ill, self-will is the surefire quagmire. Society require more and more ire. Fire is dire, tight water. Damn. And the alliteration that rolls nicely well into this tune. And it does come out as she runs in it. Sappy crappy makes the dull full. Sappy crappy makes the dull full. Stop this happy sappy crap and pass me more unhappy bowl. Yes, I'm watching it. Please, I want another bowl full. like that note from what was it? From what's his name? Please, may I have another bowl?
Let me have some more, please. Let me have
some
more,
please.
Yes. Yep, we have. Honest to heavens. Oh my gosh, yeah, it's craziness. But absolutely. Sorry, I had to like kind of go fix things up here. Okay. Get out of there. We did that one. So I'm going to read I'm a Rhyma. And this piece is called How Untrue the News. Okay. And if I make it bigger, maybe my tongue won't trip so many times. Round the corner and round the world, I watch and hear the news unfold. Across the media be unfurled. What media once seen and told, local, national, or worldwide, to several news sources I go to and then have to decide. What is the truth in all the lie? Either left or right is the slant, depending on which is the spin. Be assured, given truth, I can't. Truth is bias always built in. And that's the way it is, Walt said. CBS version, Cronkite fed. And opponents.
Oh, great reading. Thank you. Another bit of a truth unfurled, as it says, but also it walks back out just how far they've been playing the deluding game of their CIA-taught intros. Like the song said, I could have been an actor, but I wound up here. I only have to look good. And the bubble-headed bleach blonde. There's always a gimmick. It's about giving beautiful people to look at who read and give what's on the teleprompter without, well, as the song goes, with a twinkle in their eye when it comes to death and everything around it. But this does hit on the idea, too, of just how far back the lines have been spread and spread far and wide by our illustrious news organizations, which have become the, what do we want to call it, the state-run media. Thank you, Ima. All right, Gene, you got to read it.
You know, I thought it was a nicely done piece by Ima. It was well-worded and well-expressed, and I thought they did a great job. You know, for me to pick something and quote it, it's like, well, if I start at the beginning, I have to go all the way down to there.
And if I start somewhere in the middle, then I have to go all the way down to there. So really, you know, for me to pluck something, I may as well just copy the brevity and put the whole thing down in my comment. But I like how she ended it, and that's the way it is, Walt said. CBS version, concrete, Cronkite fed. Yeah, I thought it was well done. Very well done. Yeah. So nice job, Rima. And, Rima. I'm a Rima, and thanks for sharing with us. Every time I see that name, I think Rima Rima, and it's like all messed up. But, you know. But I'm a Rima. You did good. Thanks for sharing. I should just read Pam. You know, that's what I should do. When Pam's not here, I should just read her comments and pretend they're mine. That way I sound intelligent. Oh, my God. I have to behave myself. Okay. I won't do it, Pam. I promise. Okay. This next piece for you, Rex, is the last one on the board, and it is called They Like Dirty Laundry by Lawrence 67. So whenever you're ready.
They Like Dirty Laundry. The Adventures of Nigel the Fat Cat and his pony, Alfie. Nigel and Alfie, they like to climb trees. They roll in the mud and do as they please. They're like two peas in a pod that smell like old cheese. They are always just clowning around. But when it's time to bathe, they're nowhere to be found. They like dirty laundry. You can kick them when they're up. You can kick them when they're down. Kick them all you want and kick them all around. But they like dirty laundry. Then there's Ralph Ralph, the dog. He likes to pee. He pees here. He pees there. He pees everywhere. He pees whenever he pleases. But when it's time to bathe, you can kick him up when he's up. Kick him when he's up. Kick him when he's down. Kick him all you want. Kick him all around. But he likes dirty laundry. Thank you. Thank you. Encore? Encore?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well?
Oh, that certainly was a different one. No allusions to having Alfie and Nigel speak. It was just pure on the boys themselves.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it surely was about dirty laundry. I don't know. But it was funny. It was funny. Nigel and Alfie, they like to climb trees. They roll in the mud and do as they please. They're like two peas in a pod that smell like old cheese. They're always just a clowning around. But when it's time to bathe, they're nowhere to be found. They like dirty laundry. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. So, nice job, and thank you for sharing, Lawrence 67. Yes. Pretty funny.
I do like these little odd ones he drops in now and then of the storyline. About giving a little in-depth thought to the characters themselves. And he drops in Ralph Brown, who just happens to be one of them little buggers who pees everywhere, and it's usually not outside. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. And the thought of dirty laundry, the stuff they get into, and like smelling old cheese, like they smell just like old cheese. Oof. Damn, what the hell? That's usually set for the dog. They go out and find something dead to roll in and bring it back in the house.
Not true. Oh, that's an evening. Yeah. Do we have another song anywhere? Nope.
No. I thought this would cover it. I guess. Damn, we were a little bit. Going to be right on point with the with what we had. So, damn.
Yeah. Well, we did pretty good.
What do you got coming up?
Well, that's a good question. Let's see. Tomorrow night we have Luya Wildove in the Garden of Enlightenment doing front page picks. I don't know what month she's working on, but it's at least last month or the month before.
I think it's still November.
Yeah. Well, that's good. November's good. Followed by After Midnight with Rex and Pam. I wonder what Rex and Pam are doing tomorrow night. Do you have any idea?
I think it's Jimi Hendrix quotes.
Okay, just had to check. Twisted Tuesdays, don't know what the hell we're doing on Twisted Tuesdays. I don't have a clue.
Let me see. I think. Do I have that up here too somewhere?
Let me see. Here, 11:28. Twisted Tuesdays, Yuvavnik and Angelica Kaufman.
Yes.
Looks like art. So, okay.
Yes,
hey, we got time to do this right, huh? And then after midnight on Tuesday, we have nothing. Wednesday, we have The Art of Seduction with, I think it's Naomi, but I'm not sure what the topic is. You know, I never know anything. Let me see. We have. I don't know. I don't see anything. Oh, here. No, 12-6. No, that's next week.
No, that's the one after.
11-23.
Yeah, I'm looking at that same one.
No, that's the one for last week. I don't know. I don't see anything. But they must not have put up the topic board yet. But should be interesting, right? I don't know. Well, Wednesday is Wednesday Surprise. That's what we're going to do. It's the Art of Seduction Surprise. There you go. That's what I can tell you about that. And after midnight on Wednesday, we have an open board. So then Thursday, we have Double Helix. I think we have Double Helix. Double Helix. Let me look. 76. No, maybe not. 26. 28, 29. Yeah, well, we should be Double Helix. Let me look. Sing a song or something. We're killing some of this, time, will you? 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. Yes, we have Double Helix on Thursday. These every other weeks get me all mixed up. Not that I have far to go. Followed by, that's the new show.
Followed by
the Echoes in the Dark.
In the dark.
Yes, that'll be our first Echoes in the Dark, which is Pam. Every other week, she's going to do a dark show for us. And I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, Pam could be.
It's the Dark Visions of Goya.
Okay, there you go. The Dark Visions of Goya. Oh, that's right, because you do the show with her. Good thing, because I don't know, you know. And then Friday, well, it's just me doing open poetry and carryovers if we have any. None from tonight, may I add. And then we have Parts Inner, Parts Saint with Aphasiana. And Saturday we have Gray Eyes Smith and the Bad Company show with Dan DeShino. And then we back to Rhythm and Rhyme again on Sunday.
That's gonna be Tonic and a little Lemon Parade.
Okay, I have to check it out. I don't know that I know that, but that's okay because sometimes it's nice to be surprised on a Sunday. And then. What was I going to say? Oh, Monday early, we have another new show starting, which is, hang on, I have to think of the name. It's on the other board. Finding Me in Poetry or,
that is, wait a minute, I think I've got that.
I hope so.
Let me see.
Discovering
that would be...
me? Discovering me in poetry. I think.
Who's doing that one?
Naomi.
Oh, okay. Yes, I heard about that one, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's... Discovering me with in poetry. And that's going to be every other Monday, opposite the Keeping It Brief. So that'll be this Monday coming up. So I hope everybody enjoys it. And we're looking forward to that. And the only other change we have is next Thursday for In Our Craft and Selling Art. We're going to have Scott Sharp hosting that one.
Yeah, he's doing Bradbury Sci-Fi Technopro.
Yeah. So it'll be good to have that happening again, too. We don't want to let that kind of fade out. And we're down to, like, no time left on the board, just about. So I want to thank everyone who listened in, everybody who participated. Thank you, Kind Poet, for hanging on the board. Rex, you did a wonderful job again tonight, as always. Great topic. Well done. And lots of good poetry. So I liked it. And thanks, Alice, for calling in. And
yes.
Shaquille.
Thank you, Alice. Robbie, Kind Poet for the board, thank you very much. And had a blast this evening.
Yes.
A little bit of everything, including quite the note to Dirty Laundry.
Amen.
Nice touch finishing off with that one. I like that. Yes, come back next week for Tonic, and we've got that whole album, Lemon something or other. Now I can't remember. I just used it. But the 13 songs from that album are on in the contest. Have a blast with it, and we'll do it again.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Well, Rex, it was a great night, and hope to catch up with you again soon. If not, I'll see you on Friday. You know, you never know how it works. In the meantime, have a great night and a good week, and everybody take care of yourselves. Thanks, hon.
Good night, gang. Thank you very much.
Good night.